Welcome to Financial Snickens, your bite-sized information for entrepreneurs. Today, we are talking about falling back in love with your business. Remember when you first started your business? It was exciting, exhilarating, and fun. You couldn't wait to go to work every day, and you felt so energized by it all. Then you were in business for a while, and things started to get routine and sometimes boring. Or your frustration at dealing with the same issues over and over again is really burning you out. No one's immune to the problems of running a business. Client dilemmas, or employee complications, or service headaches. Even in a well-run company, these things happen. After solving issues continuously, you tend to lose stamina for doing it. Or maybe you're losing heart. And any long-term relationship, which is what you have with your business, has its ups and downs. You need to rekindle that romance. You think back on the days when you were filled with wonder and the joy of the relationship, the anticipation of a big sale, the excitement of growing the company and proudly seeing your clients and employees succeed, and the fullness of having a healthy profit. Go back to your mission, vision, and core values. They're there for inspiration when you're not feeling good about your business. Review them and ask yourself if they're still relevant. Do they stir up the feelings you want your team to identify with? Are they speaking to the culture of your firm? Do they resonate with your way of thinking, how you solve issues, and how you treat your clients and employees? Do they capture the passion you once felt for what you do? Don't have a mission or core values? No sweat. The exercise of creating them will bring back all those feelings of why you started the business and how far you've come. It will also provide you with a reminder of how passionate you are about what you're doing. The mission statement communicates the purpose of the organization. What is your why? Need some inspiration on your mission? Either to develop one or to check if yours is on point? This is an old TED Talk, but Simon Sinek's TED Talk on how great leaders inspire action. It's his famous why one. So I put the link to it in the notes. It is phenomenal. I still watch it and I still get inspired by it. So take a look at it and see if your mission statement still resonates with you and what you're doing. Examples of good mission statements: to accelerate the world's transition to sustainable energy. It's a good one. Another mission statement: spread ideas. Another one is to connect the world's professionals to make them more productive and successful. Another mission statement is to build the world's most convenient, secure, cost-effective payment solution. Next, you want to move on to your vision statement. And this provides insight into what the company hopes to achieve in the future. So Google's is to provide access to the world's information in one click. Oh, that's pretty cool who they want to be. BBC is to be the most creative organization in the world. That's kind of cool. Disney's is to make people happy. So all these things are who they want to be, what their vision is, where they're going to. Core values reflect the owner's core principles and ethics. James Clear, the author of Atomic Habits, offers a list of core values, and I also have that link in the show notes. So take a look and see what resonates with you. And if you can't think of any, you know, if you can't think of any on your own. So some of them are like authenticity, achievement, curiosity, determination, those kinds of things. Our company's core values are collaboration with other entrepreneurs, attentive. We are attentive to our clients, to our employees, and to the financials. Kindness. We are kind to employees, kind to clients, kind to others, and expertise and innovation. We consider ourselves experts in QuickBooks Online, the apps that are associated with it, small business owners and what they need, and innovation. We're always looking to do things better, smarter, faster, and we continually educate ourselves on what new products are out there, what new software is there, and how we can better perform our duties to help business owners. And those core values resonate with me because those are the things that are really important to me. And they're so important that even my kids know that education is one of the most important things to me. Being kind to others, being of service to others, those things and working together as a community are all important to me as a person. And I put that in our company so that it really does reflect and it resonates with me and it keeps me passionate about what I do. When you hire somebody, they should exemplify these core values and they should feel like, oh, I found my people. And your clients, if they're the right ones, they'll match your core values. And it's going to be a really easy fit because you'll both find value in each other. Take some time to reflect and fall back in love with your company and the passion you had when you started. You and your team and your clients will be happy that you did. You want to talk more about mission, vision, and values, or any topic about running your business? Go to our website, firststepsfinancial.com. Click on the Let's Chat button, set up a meeting with me. We can talk more about it. Or you can always email me at Alisa@firststepsfinancial and put in the subject line, fall back in love with your business. And we can chat more.